Wow, thank you all. What a wonderful morning, huh? This is great. Wow, we got more to come. We got a message, and actually, we've got another special song at the end. But I wanted to welcome you, all of you, this morning, and we acknowledge the new engaged couple in our midst. Also, want to acknowledge Miriam, who's here from Bethel. All right, Miriam, yeah, yeah. I wanted to recognize her, not to embarrass her, although I don't mind doing that, but mainly because Miriam's in our bulletin every week for prayer, and a number of you are new to New Heritage Community, and you haven't seen Miriam, met Miriam before. Here she is. So there really is somebody, yes. Also, my son-in-law is here with my daughter somewhere. I don't know where'd my daughter go? My grandchildren, yeah, but Jeremy Crouch, who last year we were praying for him because he spent 9 months in Afghanistan, just got back in July. And yeah, so Jeremy, thank you. Yeah, I want to publicly acknowledge my gratitude for your service to our country, Jeremy. And Jeremy is a Army major, and he's an anesthetist, and it dawned on me that we've got a lot of doctors, nurses, physicianists. We have a lot of medical people in our midst. So if you are a medical person, either actively or retired, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Just look around the room. That's a lot of people. Wow. We've got a lot. Yeah, well, you all would particularly appreciate this story that I just learned this weekend, or just prior to this weekend, actually. And there was this man, and his name was, actually had a funny name, it was Grinch. And he had just retired as a farmer, and he'd been retired about a year, and he was really bored. And he said, you know something, I always wanted to be a doctor. I think I'm going to become a doctor. I'm just going to set up an office, put a shingle out, and I'm going to practice medicine. So that's what he did in a small podunk town out in Iowa somewhere. And so he said, he started to advertise, and he said, here's the deal. If you come in and I heal you, you'll pay me $500. $500 is what I charge for my visits, office visits. But if you go away and you're not healed, I'll pay you $1,000. Yeah, I'll give you $1,000. So this real doctor in the town, Dr. Young, he just said, I can't handle this. You know, this guy's a total sham. This is ridiculous. I just can't let him get away with this. So I'm gonna teach him a lesson. So he goes to him and he goes, Dr. Grinch goes, hello, I'm Dr. Young. Well, hello, Dr. Young. Nice to have you with me. What's the problem? He says, I just can't taste with my tongue. There's something wrong with my tongue. I just can't taste. And Dr. Grinch goes, wow. Well, let me examine you for a minute. And he examines him. He goes, okay. Nurse, go to cabinet 7 and pull out that vial of fluid in there and put 3 drops on his tongue. So the nurse goes and does that, puts the 3 drops on Dr. Young's tongue, and the doctor goes, ah, oh my gosh, what are you doing? That was gasoline. He says, oh, looks like your tongue's okay. That'll be $500, please. So then he says, well, I'm not gonna stop with this. So about a month later, he comes back, and Dr. Grinch says, hi, how may I help you? And Dr. Young says, oh, just can't hear. I seem to be losing my hearing, and Just I can't hear as well, and I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe could you help me? So let me examine your ears. So he examines his ears, you know, and looks. He goes, okay, I know what to do. He goes, he whispers, nurse, go to cabinet 7 and get the vial and put 3 drops in his ear. He goes, what? That's gasoline. You did that before. And he goes, whoa, guess your hearing's okay. That'll be another $500, please. So he goes away. He goes, I'm sorry, but this guy's just can't get away with this. I'm going to take care of this once and for all. So he goes back and talks to Dr. Grinch. He goes, Dr. Grinch, so what's the problem? He says, well, my eyes, my seeing, I just can't see as well. They're going bad. And he goes, really? He goes, wow. He says, well, let me examine you. And he looks at him. He says, wow, you know, so I'm really sorry, Dr. Young, but honestly, I don't have anything to help you with your eyes. There's just nothing I can do for you. He goes, really, nothing? Yeah, I'm sorry. He says, well, I guess you're going to owe me $1,000. He goes, yeah, let me get you your money. He gives him the money, and Dr. Young walks out. He's beaming. He's all excited. So he starts to look down and count his money, and he goes, wait a minute. This this is only $500. He goes, oh, looks like your eyes are okay. It'll be another $500, please.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. That's right, dude. So I do appreciate all of our medical professionals. I do. But I want to talk about the great physician this morning. And I've titled my message, I'm looking for my office administrator, Marion. I've titled my message, The Mystery of God. There's an inside joke there. All right, I don't have control. There we go. All right. Yeah, how many of you like good mysteries? Huh? Look at all the hands. A good mystery story. Now, I haven't seen yet the new Star Wars, but I know how many of you have? Wow, look at all the hands. Wow, okay. All right, the secret's out. And I understand that it when it ends, there's you're not really sure what's going to happen. Like, it's developed for a sequel, another movie, right? Yeah. So there's some mystery there, isn't it? Yeah, what's going to happen next? So we like mystery. And, you know, there's a lot of unsolved mysteries in the world. One of them is Stonehenge. You know, this Stonehenge was built over 4,000 years ago. And to this day, nobody knows exactly why it was built. It's in Great Britain. I think everyone knows that. These are big stones. Look at these women standing next to these rocks. So how in the world, 4,000 years ago, did the people living there put up these rocks and... you know, how did they get them arranged in this way and put these big, tall, heavy ones, which weigh tons, on top of the other ones? All the things they did. Why did they do it? What was the purpose? Nobody knows. It's a mystery. It's one of those unsolved mysteries. And we tend to like mysteries, whether it be a TV show, a book, a movie, or something even in the natural that we're not sure about. Do you know, snowflakes are a mystery, aren't they? There's no two snowflakes alike, right? At least that's what we're told, you know. I don't know. I haven't tried to count them all, but, you know, Google it, yeah. And or how about this one? I just learned this. Do you know that scientists don't understand how water turns to ice? How about that? I mean, we can understand. I mean, we all know what happens. You know, it gets cold enough, the water turns to ice, all that. But they don't understand molecularly exactly how, or better stated, not how, but why it happens. Why does it do that? Why does it turn to ice? Isn't that amazing? Something we've lived with all of our lives. We've just taken for granted. Some of us like ice. You know, some of us don't. You know, that sort of. But nevertheless, that's a mystery. So. Well, I believe that there's a mystery that we're looking at this year, and Pope John Paul II said it this way, Christmas demands faith because Christmas is a mystery. How about that? Christmas demands faith because Christmas is a mystery. Now, in Luke chapter 2, which we saw dramatized this morning by all our angels, and that was wonderful. But if you have your Bibles and wish to turn with me there, Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 28, we read the account as Luke tells it. And there we read, in the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were what? Afraid, terrified. But the angel said to them, hey, don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Amen. All the people, everybody, everywhere. Today, a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough. Suddenly, there were a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to people he favors. Amen. Father, just thank you again for your word. And this morning as we look to better understand this mystery, God, I just ask and pray that you'd open the eyes of all of our hearts, Lord. Help us to gain a greater understanding, a clearer picture, a deeper meaning for what who you are and what you've done for each and every one of us. Father, thank you for this mystery, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Martin Luther once said, "The mystery of the humanity of Christ, that he sank himself into our flesh, is beyond all human understanding." And J. Sidlow Baxter also said, "In the super miracle of the incarnation, our very creature, preserver, and judge becomes our kinsman, our sin bearer, and redeemer. Of all mysteries, this is the most staggering." Amazing, huh? And Paul, writing to Timothy, says this, "Without question, this is the great mystery of our faith. Christ was revealed in a human body and vindicated by the Spirit. He was seen by angels and announced to the nations. He was believed in throughout the world and taken to heaven in glory." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you enjoy the Chronicles of Narnia? Like, anybody? Got a few? Oh, yeah, I got a lot of hands there. All right. Well, I don't know if you remember, but in the last battle, the very end of the book, C.S. Lewis writes this. They're in the stable there, and they say, "It seems that the stable seen from within and the stable seen from without are two different places." "Yes," said Lord Diggory. "Its inside is bigger than its outside." "Yes," said Queen Lucy, "and our world too, a stable once had something inside it that was bigger than our entire world." Yeah, isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. Well, when was Jesus born? We celebrated it in December 25th. Is that really his birthday? We don't know. Many don't think so. Many think he might have been born in the spring or a different time of year. There are some, though, who have worked hard to prove that he really was born on December 25th. But I'm going to tell you this morning when he was born. I know the time, and I'm going to share it with you. So when you leave here this morning, you will know the answer to that. If you're on Jeopardy, Marie, you'll know the answer to that question. In fact, my wife, we don't watch Jeopardy very much, but we were watching it the other night, and they had biblical questions. It was really cool about the Apostle Paul and all. They were really neat, great questions. But you're going to know the answer to the question, when was Jesus born? You know when he was born? Paul, you're reading my notes, man. That's right. He was born in the fullness of time. Yes, he was born in the fullness of time. Galatians 4:4, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Wow. We're no longer orphans. We are sons and daughters of the King. Yes? Because he was born in the fullness of time. Now, what is the fullness of time? The fullness of time means when God said, "This is the moment." Now, all you moms that have had babies, I know some babies come early, some come late, some, I don't know how many come right on, but the baby comes when the baby wants to come, right? I mean, that's what it boils down to. But Jesus came not a minute early or not a minute late. He came exactly when God the Father had planned for him to come from the very creation of time, from the beginning of the universe. He said, "At this point, at this time, my son will be born into this earth." Hebrews says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that same baby that we celebrate Christmas over is the same person today, and he's always going to be the same person. All the saints that have gone before us, who have worshiped him, who have celebrated his life, all of them, in the years gone by, in the centuries gone by, in the millenniums gone by, and all those in the future, in the centuries and millenniums, however long the Lord tarries before he returns, all of us are worshiping that mystery that was born in the fullness of time, who is the same person that he was then, now, and forever. You know, at this time of year, people are, and actually at all times of the year, but I think more, even more so sometimes at this time of the year, People are looking for love. They're looking for joy. They're looking for peace. They're looking for hope. People need hope, don't they? Yeah. People need love. All of us want to be full of joy. And people need peace. Well, God said, I'm going to give you love, joy, peace, and hope. And I'm going to give it to you in the person of myself as Jesus. He is love. He is joy. He is peace. He is hope. It's all embodied in him. And when we embrace him, we receive joy. We receive love. We receive hope. We receive shalom, his peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Jesus is God's gift to mankind, to all of mankind. We love to give gifts at Christmas time. How many of you love to open up gifts Christmas morning, huh? Yeah, I see a lot of hands here. Young and old alike, yeah. Some of you have a tradition you might do at Christmas Eve, but we all love that surprise. And God said, I'm going to surprise you with a gift. And that gift's in a person named Jesus. And that gift is going to give you the love you need. He's going to give you the joy you need. He's going to give you the hope you need. He's going to give you the peace that you need, the peace that passes all understanding. And you know, God reveals to us who he is and what he is through his word, yes? Now, I believe this is the word of God. I believe this is an inspired word of God. When it says on my Bible that it's genuine leather, I believe that it's genuine leather. Okay? But I also believe that God is bigger than the book that we hold in our hands. God reserves for himself a mystery. Everything that we know about God is revealed in his word. Everything it says about him is true, and I believe it. But I believe there's even more to God than that we see in his word. That there's a part of him that's a mystery. That he reveals to us as he chooses to, and when he chooses to, and where he chooses to, and how he chooses to reveal himself. Let me give you an example. My wife reminds me of Jesus. That was a strong statement. Well, let me tell you how. We've been married more than 42 years, and she's still a mystery to me. I'm serious. And she takes great delight in that. Honestly, because she says she wants to continue to be that mystery for me. So I'm always seeking out the mystery. See? She'll say things occasionally, do things, and I'll go, wow, I didn't know you could do that, or I didn't know you knew that. Or she says, it's part of the mystery. Part of the mystery. You know? Actually, I asked her if I could say this. She's good with it. And hey, married wives, take a note. We have a wonderful, wonderful marriage. I don't know how our marriage could ever be any better, honestly. And so take a note from my wife's notebook, from that page. She retains that little bit of mystery, always that little bit of mystery. And, you know, I think Jesus does that with us, yeah? The roles are reversed because he's the bridegroom and we're the bride. But there's always that little bit of mystery. Come and find me. Come and see me. Come and see where I'm acting. How many of you have had an experience of seeing Jesus show up somewhere that you never expected? Yeah, wow. It happens a lot, doesn't it? Whoa, wait a minute. Sometimes we don't realize it till later. That was Jesus. Jesus was there, you know? Yeah. So he always retains a measure of that mystery. Amen. Well, I'm going to share with you out of a song by Selah called Mystery. And after the song, I want to share a few more words with you. So as you ponder on what I've shared this morning, listen to the words of this song and ponder on their meaning as well.
The child was born on Christmas Day, born to save the world. But long before the world began, he knew his death was sure. The pain and strife secure, mystery, how he came to be a man. But greater still, how his death was in his plan. God predestined that his son would die, and he still created man. Oh, what love is this, that his death was in his hands. The Christmas trees, they with presents all around. But Christmas brought a tree of life with blood that sacrificed. The greatest gift.
Well, the story doesn't stop there. We know that Jesus not only died, but he rose from the dead, that we don't worship a memory. When we're celebrating Christmas, we're worshiping someone alive, aren't we? A living Savior. But more than that, Paul writes to us in Colossians chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. 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 We carry Jesus with us. Isn't that amazing? Wherever we go. You know, people say, oh, we don't want you to put up a nativity scene. You know, it's against the law, or it breaks the whole thing of religion and state and all that stuff. You know what I mean? You know, all the arguments, you know. What's that? Thank you, brother. Political correctness. Yeah. You know, hey, it doesn't make any difference whether we set up a crest or not. Everywhere we go, Christ is in us. I was talking to Justin and Nicola, and Nicola works at Starbucks, and there's been this big boo-ha-ha about Starbucks red cups not having the snowflakes on them, right? Everybody heard that, all that stuff. I love that. There's a picture on Facebook. I loved it. It showed Jesus. He's like this, and he's saying, you know, sex trafficking, poverty, war, and we're worried about snowflakes on a coffee cup. Oh, come on, you know? But here's the thing. In talking with her, here's what's amazing. They actually took them off so that the person that's writing, you know, you put your name on the cup, they could write on there, Merry Christmas. And you could see it on the cup. Isn't that amazing? Something totally the opposite of what everybody's getting all upset about, you know, and making a big boo-ha-ha over something that you don't need to get so upset about, you know. Because Christ is in us. So everywhere we go, every place, He's in us. The hope of glory, love, joy, peace, that's inside of you and me. Isn't that amazing? And we have the honor and privilege of being the displayers of that hope, of that glory, of that joy. That's wonderful. I tell you, I am so glad that God sent Jesus to this earth. I'm so glad that the fullness of time came before my time. How about you, huh? That the fullness of time came before we were born in this world so that we can share of the benefit of that fullness of time. How many of you agree, huh? Yes, amen. Well, let me just pray with us for a minute, and then we're going to have a closing song here. And Father, we just thank you for the fullness of time. We thank you that Jesus is the same yesterday. He was the same yesterday, He's the same today, and He's going to be the same forever. And Lord, thank you that you brought this birth, this mystery into the earth so that we could partake of His glory, that we could partake of His life, that we could have Jesus living in us to show forth to the world the hope, the love, the peace, all the things that people are looking for, Lord, the joy, hallelujah, yes, hallelujah. Lord, brothers and sisters, we need to have joy, you know. Too often Christians look like people that just sucked on a lemon. No, man, we need to be the joy bearers wherever we go. People need to be looking at us and saying, you know what they need to be saying? They need to be saying, that person's a mystery. I can't figure that person out. They are different. And then we tell them the mystery is because of Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's the mystery. Thank you, Lord, that the mystery continues. Thank you, Father. And God, we thank you in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Amen.